Oh my God. Zelly, these are so good.
Yeah.
That was the best decision I've ever had in my life. I miss these. I love Girl Scout cookie season.
These Samoas are the best.
Oh my God.
I love these cookies.
Right?
Yeah.
Bring it right in here, boys. Yep. Right there. Yeah, just drop right here.
What do you got?
All right. They're going to school paint. I have a fantastic idea that's going to save PHPW. Are you ready for it?
What do you got?
Let me guess. You bought out all the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, that's what I did. I bought the Girl Scout cookies. They're bigger than a skull bane.
Huh. Okay.
Well, thanks for ruining the surprise there, Zelly.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show.
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and joining me as always, my co-host, my partner, my tag team partner, mi amigo, Beginner Scott Bain. Beginner Scott Bain, how are you doing today?
Well, Bill?
You okay there, champ?
I'm doing pretty good, Bill. You know, it's Girl Scout cookie season, and I...
Don't talk with your mouth full of it. What are you doing?
Oh, God. Now, just give me a second, Bill.
We got a show to do here, there, Beginner Scorpion. What are you doing?
It's Girl Scout cookie season.
Stop eating the cookies there, Beginner Scorpion. What are you doing
over
there?
It's the last one, Bill. I'm sorry. It's the last bite. I just... Oh, God. Excuse me. And I love Girl Scout cookies. Me and Zelly both, we got some Girl Scout cookies and just had a great time. Had a great time before you got here, Bill.
Well, I'm glad you two had a good time. I also had a very good time before I got up here because, as you can see in this beautiful red wagon, I've got all the good Girl Scout cookies there, big in the school bay, and I bought them all.
Yeah,
I said, hey, how much for the lot? And they told me about $500. And so I handed them a $500 bill.
They don't make $500 bills.
And we there's not $500 bills. This is for the sake of storytelling. They're big in the skull pain.
Okay.
And I got all the Girl Scout cookies. Guess what I'm going to do? They're big in the skull pain. When you do the math, it's about four bucks a box. I'm going to flip it, sell it for $8. And bingo bango there, big in the score, Bane. We got ourselves $1,000 to kickstart PHPW.
I mean, $1,000 isn't really...
And guess what we do?
It's not enough
guess
to
what we
start...
Do? Hey, hang on. Guess what we do with $1,000, okay? We go to the next Girl Scout cookie camp. We buy out all of theirs. Flip it again. Boom. We got ourselves $2,000. Then we do it... One more time, and here's the beautiful thing about it there, big in the skull pain. You and I, we're not going to have to do all the legwork, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to hire some people, right, underneath us, and we're going to have them sell, okay? And then they're going to kick us back to profits. And what we're going to do is we're going to tell them, hey, you recruit some people, have them sell, you could be an official owner of the Girl Scout cookie resale facility. And then it goes uphill. The cash goes uphill. So the people on the bottom, they give the people on top of them a little bit of money, and then we get a little bit of money, and we just got to sit back and let the money roll in there, big in the score bane. That's all we got to do. That's all we got to do. And we will be back in PHPW in no time there, big in the score bane. All because of this. All because of the dadgum Girl Scouts. God bless them. God bless America. You know, capitalism at its finest, there, big in the school band. You got to love it.
I think what you're describing is a pyramid scheme, Bill, and I'm not sure if you can do that with Girl Scout cookies.
It's not a pyramid scheme. What are you talking? No, it is not a pyramid scheme. Just because we're hiring people, if that's the case, everybody's a pyramid scheme.
The way you described it sounded like a pyramid scheme to me, Bill. I mean, Zelly, am I wrong here? Does that sound like a pyramid scheme?
That's exactly what a pyramid scheme is.
It's not a pyramid scheme. I'm going to hire two people, and then they're going to hire two people. And then it keeps going down. If anything, it's more like a hill into a valley, instead of a pyramid scheme. We got people, and then all the money comes up to the top to me and you, there, bigger than Scorpion. That's it. And then we're gonna restart PHPW. It's just a slope downhill. That's all it is. And here's the thing, you know, if you want in. You can get in. If not, I'm going to keep all the money to myself there, Big and the Skullbane.
I never said I didn't want in. Of course I want in. It's a genius idea. I'm just telling you, it's a pyramid scheme.
It's not a pyramid scheme.
It absolutely is a pyramid scheme. And here's the deal. I've never been at the top of the pyramid, so I'm excited about this, Bill. Let's get it started. Tyler, do you want some Girl Scout cookies?
No, I don't put that stuff in my body.
My God, that is a deep voice.
Super deep voice.
I've never heard him talk before. I didn't know that was how deep. You're a giant man, Tyler. Like 6 foot. Bill, he's like 6 foot five, six foot six.
I know.
And that voice is so deep.
Good God. Gravitas.
Tyler, you are frightening. And you have such a regular guy name.
Right, Tyler?
Tyler.
Your name's Tyler, and you look like that. You're like a monster. It's like, hey, my buddy's going to come kick your butt. Oh, yeah? What's his name? Tyler. It doesn't make any sense. But, hey, you are a giant man, Tyler. Wow. No offense to anybody named Tyler. I know we got some friends out there named Tyler. Yeah. It's not like that, but you just... You're unassuming when your name's Tyler. It's, wow.
I'd rather y'all not make fun of me like that.
What the? We're not trying to make fun of you, Tyler. I wasn't expecting it, is all I'm trying to say. Zelly, can you back me up on that?
No, I will not. Tyler's our security guard. He could twist you and Bane into a pretzel, and there's nothing you two could do about it. I will not defend you.
Why are you so aggravating, Sal? You sound angry there, Zelly.
That's a little bit much, if you ask me, Zelly.
Well, okay, Tyler, you don't want any cookies? That's fine. Do you want to sell some cookies? I am authorized to provide you with a contract that will allow you to sell these cookies to other people. And here's the thing. You, sir, you get bonus commission if you sell more contracts. See, that's where the money's at there, Tyler. You sell the contracts and have other people sell the cookies.
Golden opportunity to get out of the security game, Tyler. I know you got big dreams, Tyler. I know you do. Here's the deal. You sign up with us right now. We'll give you the contract to allow you to sell more contracts, also sell cookies. You could be rolling in that dough. You could be hanging out in your PJs, just watching the money come into your mailbox. That's all you'd have to do there, pal. I'm telling you right now, it's a deal of a lifetime, and you do not want to miss it.
No, thank you.
Suit yourself. You're missing out there, pal. I mean, you can... This is not only once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make extra cash, lots of extra cash, but a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work directly under an 18-year veteran, Bill Benis, and a huge, massive musical star in the music industry known as Big and the Skullbain. Do you not know how many records this man has sold? Okay? I'm looking at... I never give him enough credit. He is absolutely, hands down, one of the most fantastic musical geniuses out there, okay? And you have an opportunity, a golden opportunity to work directly under that man and me, a world-traveled professional wrestling veteran.
And you're gonna pass up on that opportunity? I mean, wait, are you sure? What, last chance? Last chance, Tyler. And then we're gonna just, you know, move you on your merry way. We're gonna send you downstairs and you can hang out by the front lobby. Okay, one last chance. Yes or no?
I said no and I mean no.
Suit yourself. Okay. Well, you, sir, can go back downstairs and, you know, just carry on your merry way. Okay? We don't need you up here no more. And, you know, we're fine. We're fine.
Tyler, stay.
No. Tyler, go.
Stay, Tyler. We need you here. Stay here.
No, we don't need you here. Go.
She wants me to stay. I'll stay.
You kind of remind me of Rambo, Tyler.
A little bit.
And I don't mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, we mean that as a slight. You stupid bandana. Why are you wearing a bandana inside a studio, Tyler?
No kidding. You look like an idiot over there with your haircut.
Your sleeveless shirt. Your camo pants. You're wearing camo pants inside a studio, Tyler.
You know what, man,
oh, my God.
Can you boys just leave Tyler alone?
He was trying to attack us. He was about to attack us, okay? You expect me not to scream?
I have to scream when somebody tries to attack me, Zelly. It's my first line of defense.
Shouldn't you guys be going to get food right about now?
Yeah, we should, but Tyler's at the door, and frankly, I don't want to walk by him. I'm afraid he might, you know, try to attack us again, and then I'll have to provide him with a nice gift wrapped up nice and tight, known as the bionic backhand. And frankly, I don't want to do that to him because he looks like a nice kid. And I want him to live a long life, okay? And if I give him the bionic backhand, it's not going to be a long life. He's going to be in the hospital. Do you hear that, Tyler? Do you hear that?
You can try anytime you want.
You hear that, Bill? He's testing you. Get after it. Do it.
You don't think I should do it? Okay, you really want to taste that, Tyler? You want to taste the bionic backhand there, Tyler? Huh? You want to see what it tastes like? I can tell you. It's salty. And I don't think you really want to taste. I don't think your taste buds are ready for it, okay? It's been marinating in soy sauce all night long. That's how salty it is there, Tyler, okay? And it ain't the reduced sodium soy sauce. It's the full sodium soy sauce. You want a little bit of a taste of the soy sauce behind the backhand? I didn't think so. Okay, if we walk by you, am I going to have to bionic backhand you?
If you don't try anything, I won't try anything.
Okay, it's on him, Zelly. If it happens, it's on him.
100% his fault.
Just take a break, boys.
Okay. Big on a skull bane, you ready to take a break?
Yeah, I'm ready to take a break.
All right. Why don't you, Zelly, let's take a break. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, you there, Tyler.
We're watching you, pal.
Hey, everybody. Bill Benis here, inviting you all to come on down to Tommy's Steakhouse, where they have the most fantastic steaks you'll ever have in your entire life. I can't eat them because I'm banned from there. But if you want to come on down to Tommy's Steakhouse, I'm working to pay off my debt to them. So come on down and tell them Bill Benis sent you. For every steak that you purchase from Tommy's Steakhouse, it'll knock $10 off my debt. So come on down to Tommy's Steakhouse, work off my debt for me by eating some steaks, and maybe eventually I'll be able to come back and eat there. So come on down to Tommy's Steakhouse. That's Tommy's Steakhouse. Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host, Bill Benis. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off and picking a score Bane. Tyler didn't do nothing like I thought he was going to. he just kind of looked at me, a little spooked, a little bit spooked. Huh? Oh, Zelly, you done hired a little scaredy pants is what you done hired, okay? you done hired a little spooky. Little spooky guy.
A little scaredy
He's
cat.
A little
spooky.
Yeah.
You know, he, little bit, he can't quite handle the spooks of Bill Venus.
Nope.
Because I'm so scary.
Yep.
You know, and hey, it is what it is. You know, you keep it up there. Yeah, Tyler. Eventually, you'll be scaring other people. You're being so scared all the time.
Don't worry.
This evening, I'll come in. I'll tuck you in. I'll check for monsters under the bed. Okay, he's back.
Okay,
he is back.
Yep.
And he heard everything you said.
Well, Tyler, what we do here, we like to crack jokes all the time. Don't take no offense to it. That's what we do, okay? We just crack. I crack jokes at Sully all the time. I'm always cracking little wisecracks at it. That's what we do here. I know we have fun. So you know, you just kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride, okay? Because this is a ride, there, Tyler. This is a ride, and it's the ride of your life, there, pal. Okay, on the front of the car on the ride, it says your life, okay? Because that's what this is. It's the ride of your life. Okay? So just sit back, relax, strap in. Keep your hands and legs inside the car at all times. Okay? You know that, Tyler? Okay, so just hang back. It'll be all right.
So what's the plan about these Girl Scout cookies? Because I'm kind of sitting here thinking, I could go for some Thin Mints right now, Bill.
You want Thin Mints?
I'm just saying. I mean, the thin mints. I didn't have any. We had Samoas at the beginning of the show. Me and Zilly did. I'm just saying. I like the Thin Mints. I would like to have the Thin Mints.
Rule number one, okay, of selling the Girl Scout cookies. You don't get high on your own supply, there, Big and a Skull Bane. Okay, this is to sell. This is not to eat. Okay, you don't. How are we gonna make money if we're just eating it all? Okay.
Well, but I mean, we could put our own money into the pot, and we can just buy it from ourselves. Why can't we do that?
Actually, that's not a bad idea. So like we were selling them for $8, so we put $8 in, get a box, and then we just go to town on that box, and then
right.
I'm actually on board with that.
Yeah, and I mean I've got like 2 20s in here. So how many boxes is that? 8, 16, 24, 32. I can get 5 boxes, Bill. I can get 5 boxes, and we can just jam on those all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I've got $80 right here in my wallet. So with your 5 boxes and my 10 boxes, boom shakalome. I mean, That's a heck of a deal right there, there, Big and a Skull Bane.
Okay, so what do we have like a money box or something like that we could put it in?
Oh shoot, no, I didn't think about that. Zelly, is there like a Ziploc bag or something we could put the money in?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, how about this? We get a box, we eat the cookies out of the box, and then we use that for money, and we keep that like we'll write on there with a marker. Money box.
Okay.
And then that way it'll keep it secure, keep it safe. Nobody has to know. It'll be like a decoy. People think it's like actually cookies, but it's really just our money.
Yeah. I know. I'm all about that. Damn big and score. Let's do it. Let's say how many, what do you want?
Okay. I want a box of Thin Mints, and then I do want another box of Samoas. Give me a box of Do-Si-Dos.
Okay.
And then, you know, and I make it 2 boxes of Do-Si-Dos.
Got it. Okay. Here you go.
All right. There's your money.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to dive into these Do-Si-Dos.
Do it. That's what they're there for.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting on this. Oh, yeah.
You going to do a little taste test, huh?
Yeah, I got to do a little taste test there, Bill.
Yeah, that's all right. Do it.
Oh, my God.
Good. It's so good.
Oh, that's so good. I'm having the time of my life today, Bill.
So chat.
This is hands down the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I'm gonna try it.
We got almost unlimited Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a good day.
What a good day.
Zelly, do you want a Girl Scout cookie again?
You want one, Zelly?
It'll cost you though this time.
You don't know it, damn.
I'm gonna make some extra money, Bill.
Do it.
Hey, $1 a cookie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get you
whatever
a cookie.
You want. Whatever you want, $1 a cookie, Zelly.
Get you a cookie, Zelly. Hey, you just let me know. You okay? You okay? You good? Look up. You gotta look up. Cough it out. Cough it out, Dave Big and Scopane.
I gotta stop eating cookies on the show, Bill.
Yeah, either that or just don't talk when you're eating, one or the other. Yeah. You gotta figure that out.
Yeah, that's probably
good. Jelly, doors open. Dollar cookie. You know, if you want one, you can come get one.
No, thank you.
Come on, Zelly. Have some fun today.
Yeah, come on, Zelly. You're such a dadgum sourpuss. So how much money we made? All right, so far. I put in 80. You put in 40. So 15 boxes.
Yep.
So we got $120 so far, they're bigger than Scopane.
Hey!
120. We're on our way.
We are on our way, Bill. We're going to get there. We are going to get there with the Girl Scout cookies. And then here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Our first pay-per-view that we have when we come back, it's going to be called Dosey Domination.
Oh, sure.
Featuring the Thin Mint Battle Royal.
Okay.
To crown.
Oh.
The first ever Girl Scout cookie champion.
Huh?
What do you think?
I don't think I've ever been more on board with anything in my entire life, Dave Big and Scopane. That is genius. That is absolutely genius. And here's what's going to happen. When we crown the Girl Scout cookie champion, he only defends it against Girl Scouts. We'll have a new Girl Scout every month come in, and they try to take out the champion. But they're not going to because the girls, they're like 10, 12-year-old girls, okay? But then, you know who I think would be a good champion for that? You know who I think would be a good champion, first-time champion for that? They're big on the school band. If we're going to book this, we need to book it right. And I think a good first-time champion for the Girl Scout Cookie Championship, I think would be Ricky the Roper Rex. I'm just saying, he's kind of had a rough tenure in BHPW. I think this could be a nice win for him, and I think that's what we ought to do. And me being the owner, I think I'm going to make that decision right here. You know, a little peek behind the curtain, he's probably going to be the first Girl Scout cookie champion.
I mean, I got no issues with that. I think that's a great idea because you're right. Ricky the Roper Rex has had a tough time in PHPW, and I think this win could catapult him once again back into the main event scene, and I think that's what we need to do from now on. Take some of these undercard guys and make them the main event, okay? Because that's what people want to see. They want to see the underdog come out on top. And who better? Who's more of an underdog than Ricky the Roper Rex?
Right?
Right?
I mean, every time he fought me, I was the overdog. He was the underdog. And it's one of those things where I think now we let him shine a little bit.
And I mean, to be fair, technically he is the diehard championship, you know, but I mean... The Girl Scout Cookie Championship is going to be so much more prestigious than the Die Hard Championship.
100% more prestigious than the Die Hard Championship, okay? This is going to be fought with technical prowess, okay? These guys are going to have to know how to chain wrestle. They're going to have to know the catch-as-quick-as-you-catch-can style of professional wrestling. They're going to have to know all of that, Dave Big and the Scorpion. And for them to know how to do that, that means they're going to have to go up against the very best Girl Scouts in the world.
And who better to hold that throne than Ricky the Roper Rex?
There is nobody better, Dave Big and the Scorpion. He is the guy. He's the guy we're going to have to catapult to the top, and he is going to make us so much money, Dave Big and the Scorpion. He's going to make me and the company of PHPW so much dadgum money. If I was Zelly, I would want to get on board with PHPW real quick, fast, and in a hurry because we're going through the moon there bigger than Scorpion with this company.
Absolutely, straight to the moon.
You think you're going to the moon with $120 and a few Girl Scout cookies?
I mean, think good things take time there, Zilly, okay? Why you got a harsh my mellow, okay? Why you got to roast my marshmallow?
Why you got to do that, Zilly? Because I mean, we're not by a campfire right now, okay? We're not, you know, I ain't got an acoustic guitar playing really crappy original songs, okay? We're not, you know, doing that, okay? We're not sitting on, you know, log stumps. Just sitting around a campfire, you know, and everybody's got marshmallows, and Bill said, hey, will you roast mine? None of that happened, Zilly. So why are you doing it?
Boys, I think it's time to wrap it up.
Oh, you think it's time to wrap it up, Zilly?
She thinks it's time to wrap it up, Bill.
You think it's time to wrap it up?
Yes.
Here's the thing. I decide when it's time to wrap it up.
He decides.
And frankly, I don't think it's time to wrap it up just yet.
Nope.
We got plenty of time left.
Tyler.
Okay. We're going to go.
Yep, we were kidding.
We're going to go.
Just kidding.
Sally, goodness. Can you at least do me a favor and, you know, hit that thing?
With pleasure.
All right. Thank you all for joining us for another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred. Will Benis, I'm the host. Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran, taking the last 16 years off. And Big on a Scope Bane, we're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
We're going to get this company back afloat. One way or another, first things first, we're going to sell these Girl Scout cookies. But I kind of want a few more boxes. So I'm going to run to the ATM here in a minute.
Yeah, I
want to
do that too.
Yeah, let's buy these.
Okay.
And then we'll go buy more and then resell them. We'll be all right.
Great idea. I love that idea.
You want to say bye to the people?
Yeah, bye everybody.
Okay. Zelly, you want to say bye to the people?
Bye everybody.
I'm not asking you, Tyler. You don't come over here. All right. See you all down the road.
Tyler, I'm sorry for them acting out the way they did today. You don't deserve that.
No, it's okay. That's what I do.
Find it back in. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You cut. Okay. Yeah. No, I was testing you. I was testing your reflexes there. There, Tyler.
I got good reflexes.
That you do. That you do.